Thank you. Good morning, everybody. We have a call to order, please. That's me. Roll call.
Governor Pat Quinn, Secretary Schneider, Chair Wolf.
Here.
Director Bank.
Here.
Director Darcy.
Here.
Director Dotson.
Here.
Director Gonzalez.
Here.
Director Peterson.
Here.
Director Reddick.
Here.
Director Sweeney.
Here.
Director Wisner.
Here.
Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you very much. I've not had a notice of anyone interested in public comment. Is there anyone here who wants to make public comment? No? Okay, thank you. Then we will go right into our business. I'd like to start with the resolution appointing Christy Regnery to be the administrative manager to the board and secretary to the board effective today. You've all met Christy, I think, and we're delighted to have her here. Nobody's more delighted than Rob and Marlene, I think, who have been doing just wonderful work holding us together before we were able to have Christy join us. So, and as you know, Christy is here to help assist make the board work best, and we like to direct a lot of the information through her. So I know you'll find her incredibly efficient and helpful. So thank you very much for joining us, Christy.
Did you want to say anything to the
other Christy?
No.
No. We're going to have to pronounce the K Christy and the C Christy.
It's going to be very easy for the other Christy to get things from people.
May I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions or recusals? Okay, thank you very much. I'd like also to ask for a motion for approval of the minutes of the regular board meeting of March 27th and the regular board meeting and executive session on the 27th of February.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Okay, thank you. We're now in a new mode. Christy's going to get our minutes together, and we're going to get them out earlier so that you have an opportunity to review them. Although they're done extremely well, I know it's just hard to get everybody to sign off, but we're going to be on a little different schedule. And then finally, for minutes, as you know, under the Open Meeting Act, every 6 months there's to be a review of the executive session minutes to make sure that there's nothing which we have not released that now is eligible for release. So David and his staff, thank you very much, have gone through these minutes and reviewed them, and there is a packet of minutes which indicates which things now would be released. I'm happy to take a motion now and approve them if there are no questions. If there are any questions, we need to go into executive session because the question would be about whether we would release something that otherwise would be public, so we need to do that in executive session. So may I ask first, are there any concerns about anything that we're in the process of releasing in these executive session minutes? No. Okay. Well, then may I hear a motion to release these?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, thank you. And thank you, David, and your staff for doing that. We appreciate it. Board committee reports. Director Chair Peterson had his committee meeting.
Finance committee met April 16th. Finance recommended renewal of the Tollways Liability Insurance Program. The program provides coverage from multiple companies that comprise $150 million of general commercial liability and auto liability insurance, subject to retention of $250,000 for auto claims and $500,000 for all other claims. The premiums total $1,028,000, an increase of $3,200, or 0.3%. Procurement had one item, which was presented and approved by the committee. It was the renewal of an existing RP for continued software maintenance and support of the tollways computerized fuel management system. Business Systems actually came in. Shauna had a presentation that she made before our committee. Request for contract with Jacobs Engineering in the amount of $2.4 million to assist in the coordination of the implementation of the new customer service center and violation processing system. The tollway had planned for a system integrator role for this implementation with a focus on task review and related to project management and quality assurance. The new customer service center and violation processing system will replace the tollway's outdated and less robust existing system and will facilitate the accurate and efficient collection of toll revenues in amounts exceeding $1 billion on an annual basis. It will also facilitate the provision of customer service to more than 1.4 million daily drivers, enabling IPAS customers to manage their IPAS accounts and violation recipients to review, pay, or dispute their violations. Sean, did you want anything to add to that? I know you made a nice presentation at our committee. And
I think you covered the territory.
Okay. Just want to make sure there's anything else. Engineering provided two presentations. There was a tollway maintenance site update presentation. Greg Stuckel made that presentation. Provided for a summary of maintenance facilities improvement program, which was presented. It provided an overview of the Alsip facility M1 on the South Tri-State, which is scheduled to begin this year. And other maintenance facilities are scheduled to be improved throughout the remainder of the Bloom, Illinois program. The second presentation provided an update of the mitigation measures undertaken to address the construction schedule delays on the west corridor of I-90. Chief Kovacs informed the committee that 37-mile section of I-90 from Elgin Toll Plaza west to Cherry Valley Interchange near Rockford is scheduled for completion this year, and its mitigation measures are critical to overcoming the delays caused by the early onset of winter, and last year's record-setting winter conditions continued into the spring. There was some scheduling recovery. There was restaging of some of the work, and Paul, I know you made a long presentation. Is there anything you want to add to that?
No, that covers it. And I just did a tour of 90 yesterday, and I'm happy to report there is a lot of work going on, and all contractors in all sections are aggressively pursuing the delivery of that. So it was good to see, and I'm glad to see the progress of it.
And I would add, I just mentioned to Christy, I met Representative Cabello from Rockford, who was very complimentary of Trustee Dawson, but I was afraid when he discovered that I was associated with the tollway that I would hear about the construction on the GNS. He was very complimentary and said it was wonderful and the work was going well and looked like a better configuration this year. So, good news.
Yes. Thank you. Paul also informed us that one of the construction contracts, item 3, is being removed from today's agenda. That was the signing improvement contract that's still under review. Overall, engineering had four new construction contracts representing a total of $102 million to be awarded today. One of these represents a small business set-aside contract, and one is an unbundled contract. Two highlights of the, and I think you're going to give a presentation on one, FH Passon was awarded, will be in our committee, was approved in committee, a $24 million construction contract for the renovation and reconstruction of Grand Avenue Interchange of 132 up by Great America. And Kenny Kramer Joint Venture, $75 million bridge reconstruction of Fox River Bridge, which I think, Paul, you're going to present more in detail today.
Yeah.
Legal had multiple items. There were four intergovernmental agreements. One was with the Spring Township related to two bridges over I-90 that the tollway is reconstructing. As with similar recent agreements, it spells out rights and responsibilities during bridge construction, and the township is assuming some basic obligations going forward. Another item was another IGA was Boone County in the city of Belvedere in the construction of a full interchange at Irene Road. At this phase, work will be focused on westbound ramps with the county city at their expense, performing phase one engineering and land acquisition. The tollway then proceeding with final design and construction after that. Two other items, an agreement and an arrangement with the DuPage County Forest Reserve District. Tollway will pay $2 million toward restoration of more than a half mile section of Springbrook Creek, returning the creek to its meandering path, which we discussed in detail. The last item was an addendum to the 2013 with IGA with the Village of Hoffman Estates and Barrington Road. It was approved and authorized to assume engineering responsibility from the village, so certain access points of the project can be constructed faster. This is needed to expedite the park and ride facility. Two other items. Item was IGA with Tollway State Police District 2, which I think is not going to be discussed today. It's going to be deferred to next month. And is that correct or no? Oh, no, it's going to be discussed today.
Yeah, we're ready. So
we'll be ready today.
Discuss it today if people aren't ready to take action, but hopefully we can get it taken care of.
And then there's a workers' comp settlement that will be discussed in exec session. That's it, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. That's great. And thank you for the work of the committee, as always. I really don't have anything else. I know I'm being obnoxious about this, but I just continue to be incredibly impressed with this quarterly review. It's everything you need to know about everything that's going on and updated. All the directors have gotten this. I'm part of a bunch of boards that have KPIs, key performance indicators and things they spend a lot of time talking about. It's all here in one book. What is it we're trying to do and how close are we to getting it done and how much more do we have to do? So I just want to congratulate. This has to take a lot of work to put together every quarter. So I just want to congratulate Christy and her group for putting it together, and also commend it to everybody who has that nagging question in the middle of the night about what happened, what's going on 53-121. There's an update in here on that. There are things we don't talk about at the board meeting necessarily until they're ripe for our action, but it really is a great background document, so thank you. And my last thing is the brownies have walnuts in them in case anybody's allergic. Make sure you know. Okay, Christy.
Great, thank you. We appreciate you allowing us to bring a couple of items directly to you this month. That will probably continue to happen, you know, as we move through the early part of the construction season, but I think we're getting to a point now where most of our contracts will be wrapped up for this year's season, so we appreciate that. I wanted to let everyone know that last week the Illinois Tollway awarded its 5 millionth IPAS transponder. We mentioned this at the Finance Committee meeting, but I know that all of you were glued to the press coverage of this, but we were actually very proud to award that to Val Peeler. She was, of course, thrilled to have her day interrupted with our cupcakes and plaque in honor of the 5 millionth transponder. She also received an IPAS gift card, but she had convinced her husband finally to get an IPAS, so they were here on the right day at the right time to be awarded the 5 millionth transponder. So we were happy to announce that milestone, and we've got more than 2.2 million daily toll transactions that occur on our system, and the vast majority of that is through IPAS, so we're thrilled. I think the only other thing I have is just to introduce the presentation on the Fox River Bridge, which you mentioned. We thought we would put together a presentation because this project is rather unique for us in a couple of ways. First, although we call it the Fox River Bridge, it's actually two bridges. So there's more than one structure. And you may recall last year we gave a presentation on a couple of projects that were going to be a little larger size for the tollway, and this is one of them. It's, as mentioned before, almost a $75.5 million project. There's a credit there that Paul will explain for the company to do it a little bit more efficiently and effectively and provide us, we think, a better end product, which we'll also explain. But this is a very unique and it's a challenging project. A bridge is always a challenging project, but this one has some special environmental considerations and, of course, the major structure on I-90. But we're very excited to get started, and Paul's going to tell you a little bit more about it.
Blackhawks win in overtime, and I get to do a presentation on that Fox River Bridge. My life could not get any better.
Paul?
Excuse me.
Yeah,
go overtime on the presentation.
Okay.
Keep Crawford off the podium.
So, the main takeaway from this slide is the bridge, the current bridge, is 56 years old. We've had a lot of rehab contracts in the past few years to address this bridge structure. You know, we spent a lot of money trying to repair the piers and repair the deck. So we're very grateful that the Move Illinois program has given us an opportunity to do the right thing, replace the whole thing out there, and restore it to its original or perfect condition. Work is going to begin this summer, and it's going to continue through 2016. These are the primary highlights, the major stats. What you should know is this project involves the complete reconstruction and widening of the structure. We're going to go from three lanes in each direction to four lanes in each direction. And when we build the new structure, we're going to have full shoulders on the deck. That's critical to the maintenance of traffic that may be required in the future. And driving out there yesterday, we don't have full shoulders on there right now. So reconstructing this bridge does require some significant maintenance of traffic issues. We also have a pedestrian bridge that's attached to the structure, actually, underneath it, that connects two bike paths. We're going to be doing some extensive stormwater management. I'll talk more about that on some of the following slides. And we have done a lot of upfront coordination on this. And that, actually, I want to say that the planning effort that went into this and the design effort that went into this project has been phenomenal. And we're very excited that now we're on the brink of the delivery aspect, the construction aspect. But hopefully I can do justice to these efforts that have already occurred. As Christy mentioned, we did talk about this project before with the board. we've done a great job of trying to look for opportunities to unbundle our work and try to create opportunities for contractors at all levels of work in all of our program. But we did say that there would be times when we would want to have a larger contract and we would need to have a larger contract, and that's primarily to address these complex type projects that this Fox River Bridge represents for us. And we said, you know, some of the things we would benefit from would be, we'd be able to control how the project's impacting our customers better. We'd be able to improve the efficiency on the delivery. We would hopefully give the contractor some opportunities to do more innovative things, because a larger job with a longer schedule actually provides them with more time to restage and reorganize things. And, you know, we were also interested in getting the best possible cost we could for this, and all that was achieved in this project. Lots of challenges on this job. I'll use this little point. First, we have the Fox River itself running right through the middle of this. We have access roads that are pretty much coming right through this Forest Preserve property on both sides. It's going to make it very difficult to get to this structure to deliver materials and workers. A lot of work has gone on with the City of Elgin to coordinate that effort. We had a press release earlier. There's the Fox River Day School was there. That's something that, you know, we partnered with a lot of other folks, where we're going to like rejuvenate that area and restore those wetlands in that area, because this is a special location. It has a forested fen. The gentleman from Illinois Nature Preserve actually came out and did a presentation to the board and told them about how this resource here is unique to Illinois. We also have some bike paths, I mentioned, and a pedestrian bridge that we're going to reconstruct underneath our bridge. And it required extensive coordination with the City of Elgin, King County Forest Preserve, the Illinois Nature Preserve, Max McGraw Wildlife Foundation, the Corps of Engineers, and the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. So thanks to, you know, Rocco and his group. They really pulled a lot of this coordination together for us and have made this project possible. This slide, I mean, what you need to take away from it, and I can't explain the staging of this bridge work, but what I want you to notice is the part that's colored in red here, and that is an overhead gantry system that the contractor has proposed to use to build this structure. And that overhead gantry system is an innovative way of delivering this project that we wanted to take advantage of in the design contract documents. So the design contract documents that we prepared for this structure, we actually presented two options to our potential bidders, and they could bid one or both of these options. The first option was the conventional method. We wanted to make sure that we were not restricting the pool of contractors who were interested in doing this work, so we designed it accordance with the conventional method, which would have required us to have three longitudinal joints down this bridge structure. The longitudinal joints, those are the weak links in the bridges. They always are. They're the things that fall apart first. They're the things that require maintenance first. But, you know, we designed it, laid it out with the three longitudinal joints that we would need in order to maintain traffic. So we have three lanes in each direction today. We don't want to restrict this major interstate to two lanes or even one lane. So we designed it so that we could preserve three lanes at all times, but in order to do that, we needed to splice up the deck into a lot of pieces, which we didn't like. To build it conventionally, they would have had to have a crane on top of the existing bridge deck, or, you know, a crane on the ground somewhere. But this site, because it's so restricted with these wetlands and the Fox River, and we have a ComEd line running along the north side of this bridge, there really wasn't, and the bridge is very tall, there really isn't a good way to stage the cranes from the ground to do this. So, you know, that was the design method. We also put in in the design documents this alternate option where we said, you know what, we know there's ways that these structures can be built utilizing, you know, special construction machines or special construction equipment that would eliminate two of the joints on the deck. And eliminating those joints means something to us. Not only does it reduce the amount of material that we need, because those two joints themselves would have required about an additional $3.6 million in materials, those two joints over the life of the structure represent about $2.2 million in additional maintenance. So we said, you know, if you can come up with an innovative way to build this and prove to us that you could do it, keep three lanes open in each direction while you're building the structure, and not disturb traffic, and eliminate these two joints, we would allow you to take a bid credit of $2.2 million, because that's the minimum that that means to the tollway. And the contractors did respond to this. We got a lot of good bids on this job, and actually the lowest bidder was the joint venture, as Director Peterson mentioned, Kenny and Kramer, and they did bid this optional construction method. And they did prove to us that they're going to be able to reconstruct this structure with only one longitudinal joint, which is, that's fantastic, because that means that this deck's going to last longer for us and we're going to get a better product, and they're going to keep three lanes open throughout construction. Another very important aspect of this job to us. And this kind of shows you how they're doing it. So this is a floating deck. I wish we had such a thing. It doesn't exist, but you know, graphically, that's what it looks like. Actually, what you're seeing right here, this is the existing structure. That's how wide the existing structure is. These are the new piers. They're actually much shorter than the existing piers in height, and they're going to be able to be built underneath the existing bridge without disturbing the top of the deck or the traffic on the top. So that's a key aspect of this. So those are actually going to get built. The new piers will get built. And then the first stage is when they're going to actually build this widened portion of the deck. This is actually going to be part of the new deck. And this location right there.
I'm sorry, may I ask you to go over and maybe point to it? We can't see the laser pointer.
Oh, okay. So this little dark line right there actually represents the existing bridge. We know it's not floating in space. There's some existing piers underneath it holding it up and some existing beams. But that's roughly what the width of it is, and that's all the space we have to work with while we're staging traffic on top. These piers right here are the new piers. They're much shorter than the existing piers, so they're going to be able to be built underneath the existing bridge because they're at different locations than the existing piers, and they're shorter than the existing piers, which is key because what you're seeing here is the second stage. But in the first stage, what they're going to do is build this new widened portion of the proposed structure on the new piers, and these are the new beams going in right here. And what that's going to allow us to do in the second stage is shift traffic over onto this side. Here's their overhead gantry system. They have a means to unload the beams, roll them out in place, and set them. Under the conventional way, they would have had to have, you know, an additional lane closure here with a larger crane that would have to, you know, pick the beams off of a truck next to it and then set it down. So that's why the maintenance of traffic is going to be a lot simpler, because they're going to pretty much confine their work to just between this area of the structure and not have any disturbance to the rest of the bridge. And they have, this is the only joint that's going to appear on the structure. Before, we would have needed three. We'd have had one here, we would have had one here, and we would have had one on this side of the deck.
I'm sorry, I may be the only one. Can you explain what a longitudinal joint is?
So that's a break between, that's a break between this portion of the deck and the new portion.
So like a seam.
It's a seam that runs the whole length of the structure. So, you know, it's a spot where water can get into the structure. It's a spot where traffic, you know, has to drive over it.
Yep, okay.
It takes a lot of pounding, and it's usually the part that on a bridge structure that fails first. We have those joints many times at the start of the bridge running transverse and at the end of the bridge, and those also take a pounding. We've done a lot of work on 90 to even eliminate those transverse joints. So we're excited about the fact that we only have one of these longitudinal joints, because we know the deck is going to be a better structure at the end. It's going to be easier for them to build it and guarantee that, you know, it's meeting all the quality standards that we'd like to have. That's what you're supposed to get out of this slide. It's complicated.
Well, is that a built-in place gantry crane, or are they going to use a container crane like you did on 294 when they did the mile-long bridge? They use a container crane, myjack cranes we call them. Or is that, are they building a structure?
This is